Robinhood Radio presents Between the Stacks, a weekly chat about our local libraries.
Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Meg.
I'm so glad to be here with you today talking about our libraries. Leslie Battis is the Assistant Director at the Norfolk Library. I'm Meg Scher. I'm the Executive Director of the David M. Hunt Library in Falls Village, Connecticut. And we're going to start off today talking about after-school and homeschooling programming. I don't know about you, Leslie, but in Falls Village, kids are in their second week back to school.
Same here. Yes, same here.
Great. So we're letting everybody settle in, and then we're gearing up for a fun fall of library programming. Leslie, let's talk about after-school programming first. I know you have some great after-school programs at Norfolk.
We do. Our children's librarian, Eileen Fitzgibbons, she has a couple groups that come in during the week. Merrymakers meet on Mondays, and then the Corner Club meets on Wednesdays. And we're fortunate that the bus drops them off here after school. So they come right in all fired up and ready to go with a good event for that. Eileen also goes to the elementary school for a story hour, and she works with the school librarian up there to collaborate on programs and books. And she goes to the local daycare, and does the same thing. So she is a busy woman starting in the fall.
Yeah, that sounds great. We do a similar thing here where Brittany Spear Barron is our youth services coordinator and assistant director, and she also goes into the school and the daycare. And something we've started doing is collaborating with the school in an after-school program. So the Kellogg runs the 315 Club, where for 6 week stints they do different kinds of after-school programming on different days for about an hour. And the library has been, because we're next door, we don't have to worry about busing, which is great.
Brittany
just walks the kids over. Yeah, it's really fortunate. Last year we did Legos and crafting and garden club. And this year she's going to start off with a reading, I think she's calling it picnic reading and nature journaling program. So the idea is there's a blanket, the kids come after school, they get a quick snack, they make a nature journal, and they can have some nature journaling time and also time for just hanging out and reading if they want to. So we're really excited about that. Last year, also thanks to a grant from the Northwestern Connecticut Community Foundation, we purchased 8 Chromebooks that are specifically for coding programs for kids. And she had done one last year. And once the weather gets colder and kids move inside more, we're going to offer some coding programs for kids that we're really excited about.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, that'll be fun. And one other thing that we do with the school, also because we're right next door, which is so wonderful. I don't know if you're in Region 7, right, Leslie?
We are, yes.
So in Region 1, they have a half-day professional development day once a month. So once a month on a Wednesday, everybody gets out of school at 12:10. And so we've started running a half-day program on those days where we take up to 12 kids for 2 hours. And Brittany does all kinds of great themed things. She did Olympics last year. I think she's doing something for Hispanic Heritage Month with the September one. And parents get a couple of extra hours on their
half-day. That's a great idea also. Very clever.
Yeah, so we're starting that one. I think it's the 18th, I believe, of September, and we're really looking forward to having the kids back. And I love that you said they come in all fired up, because they definitely do.
Yes, they're very excited.
They got a lot of energy to burn off.
We have an interesting, it's like this disparity, I don't know if that's the right word, though, about for the teens. We see more of them in the summer than we do during the school year.
Oh, interesting. Do you think it's because they're so busy?
Yes. Yep,
yeah.
They do. I work with the teens, and it's very difficult to program for them because they're so busy. They have sports. They have after school. They have this. They have homework. They have everything. We will be starting up our programming for teens again, where we offer once a month we have a movie or an event that they choose to do. But it is much more difficult than with the younger children.
And I think we've said before in a previous show, I've always really admired your teen programming and how much engagement you get. It's amazing. And I think getting them involved in the planning is probably really helpful.
It is, because if I plan something, how do I know that that's something that a teen wants to do? So
right.
It is very helpful, yes.
Right. Leslie, do you guys have any homeschool programs that are specifically for homeschooling families in Norfolk?
We do not. I don't know. Well, there was some homeschooling that we were aware of. I'm sure it's still there, but not in the library. We don't have programs for that, and we haven't had any requests for that. Mm-hmm. How about you?
So we're actually starting a couple of things. We had a family come in who has an au pair. Her name is Jenny Gonzalez, and she's a native of Mexico, and they were excited to start a Spanish play group. So on Tuesdays at 2 p.m., we're starting a Spanish play group. And, you know, we're happy to, and I think this is something that's nice about being in a smaller community, we can kind of go with all ages. You know, if homeschooling 5 or 6 or 7 year olds want to come, everybody's learning the language together and kind of introductory activities around colors or numbers or shapes can really go, you know, with preschool age kids up through elementary school age kids. So I've been sharing that with our homeschooling families. And we're also working, thanks to a grant, again, from the Northwest Connecticut Community Foundation, we're working with a woman out of Litchfield whose name is Caroline Wilcox, and she's developed this great early literacy program called Letters Are Characters. And it's a Montessori-inspired, play-based early literacy program. We did it with the Kellogg kindergartners last year, which was really great. And this year, we're starting it for homeschoolers. So the first Thursday in October, which is the 3rd, at 1 p.m., we'll have our kickoff event where everyone gets their kits. They have these wonderful kits that they bring home with Play-Dohs and coloring books and all kinds, and a workbook. And then there's 8 weeks of virtual programming that Caroline does with families, and then we do a graduation, which will be the first week in December. You know, I think people who live here who homeschool are used to driving quite a distance
yes.
to get to whatever whatever they're looking for. So we're excited to welcome, we have a limit of 10 families, and we're excited to welcome some new families to Falls Village to participate in this program.
I'm making a note of that because that sounds very interesting.
Yeah, it was really fun. My kid was in kindergarten last year, and so I got to really be involved in the program. And it was a great way to get the kindergartners in last year, and it really worked out for them. And so we're excited to find a different way to bring it to the community this year. Great. Well, thanks for sharing about your kids' programs, Leslie. That was really awesome, and all the things you're doing with the after school. Let's move on to books. What have been some of your most requested books this month?
The ones that have checked out at the most is Swan Song by Ellen Hildebrand and The God of the Woods by Liz Moore.
Yes, that was going to be one of mine also. We have a line for that book. And The Women by Kristen Hanna still has a line. It's amazing. I just handed it to someone who put a hold on it in June.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and the other one, we have a lot of William Kent Kruger mystery fans in the library. So we just got his new one, Spirit Crossing. And we and lots of people have been requesting that one also.
That is also on our list. And the one that I'm waiting for is The Briar Club by Kate Quinn.
Oh, nice. Leslie, if you ever want to come to Falls Village and check it out, you're welcome to.
Oh, thanks. I need to take it in front of the patrons, you know, so I'm waiting. That's a good one. And then for nonfiction, we have On Call by Dr. Anthony Fauci has been our most circulated book right now.
Oh, nice. That's a good one. I think our most circulated nonfiction has been The Anxious Generation.
Oh, yes.
That one's been a tough one to keep on the shelf since it came out.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Leslie, do you have any book recommendations you'd like to share?
Well, I just read a fun book. I would call it light fiction that I really enjoyed, and it's called How to Age Disgracefully by Claire Pooley. And so if you're looking for some fun fiction, that was a good one.
Awesome.
How about you? Do you have anything you've read recently that you recommend?
Yeah, I just finished the newest Jodi Picoult novel.
Oh, yeah.
Called By Another Name. It was a thick book, and I was impressed because I was so drawn into it that I moved more quickly than I normally would. And that's a great fiction, historical fiction book that follows two women playwrights who, you know, write, have male pseudonyms One of them is writing for Shakespeare. The other one, in current times, submits a play to a play festival under a man's name. And so you get to, and they're connected in a way that I won't give away because it's part of the story, but it's a fun interweaving of times and different characters, and I really enjoyed that. And I wanted to also bring up, since we're talking about kids today, with my six-year-old, I've been reading the Macbee Spy series by Barnett, which, no, we read it with our nine-year-old also. It's fun to revisit these books with the younger sibling. And Mac is a spy for the Queen of England, and it's just a really fun book, and it's a very, it's a chapter book, but it's highly illustrated, so I feel like it's a great stepping stone between picture books and chapter books with less pictures.
That's great.
Yeah, so I just interlibrary loan the fourth one so we can keep going.
Just keep going, right.
Yeah. What other events do you have coming up at the Norfolk Library, Leslie?
We have, September's a quieter month, like we're ramping into some more events, but we do have two coming up in September. One is our Poetry Cafe, which is on Wednesday, September 18th at 6 p.m., and the theme for this one is waiting. So for that, people bring a poem to read, which is either one that they've written or one that they've not written, but they would like to read to the group. And we have some dedicated listeners who come, and they just love to hear the poetry. And so it's a nice hour of sharing and celebrating poetry with a nice group of people and a little wine or cider. And then this month, as I'm sure you know, has Banned Books Week in it.
Yep.
And it's a little earlier than I remember other years, but we are having a Freedom to Read book discussion, which will be on September 26th at 6 p.m., and we're going to read Sold by Patricia McCormick, and it's one that's on the top 10 list of the most challenged books of 2023.
Oh, nice.
And then the last one is, beginning of October, we have Haystack Book Talks, which are October 4th, 5th, and 6th. The talks are hosted by the Norfolk Foundation and held at the library. And it's conversations between two authors in five different time slots. And for one of them, we have Simon Winchester coming in. He's a local author.
Wow.
And they're talking about, it's with Michael Korda, about wisdom and memory. And then some of the other topics are dance, institutions, horses, and how trees tell a story.
Wonderful. That sounds amazing.
And how about you? What events do you have coming up?
So last year we started a banned book club, and it was around Banned Book Week. And our banned book club meets the first Friday of every other month. So we took the summer off, so we're going to be discussing genderqueer, which is, you know, has had
That's
some...
the number one.
Yep, it sure is. And we had some local banning of genderqueer, and the group requested it. So we're going to be discussing that today at 4 o'clock, which I'm excited about. And we have our first big book talk in collaboration with Oblong Books. So next Friday, September 13th at 6:30 p.m. at the Center on Main in downtown Falls Village, we're welcoming author Amanda Bellows. And she, the book she wrote was called The Explorers, A New History of America in 10 Expeditions. So Amanda is writing an inclusive, kind of more modern version of American exploration, including people who are not just white men, like Sacagawea and Sally Ride. And I'm really excited to have her in town and to host our first talk in collaboration with Oblong. So I'm really hoping to see a lot of people there, and Amanda's going to be wonderful to listen to.
That sounds very interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah, and we're doing something new this year. There's a National Good Neighbor Day, which is held on the last Saturday of September. So this year it's September 28th, and we've kind of organized a National Good Neighbor Day celebration in downtown Falls Village. So the library will have coffee and snacks. We're going to be facilitating a local artist named Britell Graves will be facilitating a community mural project in our children's room that I'm really excited about. The Rec Commission will have games on the lawn. Meadowscapes and another local plant company will be selling local plants. So we're thinking about our, you know, our pollinator neighbors as well. And then the Congregational Church, the Center on Main, the Historical Society, they're all going to have activities happening from about, you know, 10 to noon or 10 to 1 on that Saturday. And the idea is that people come and they have a cup of coffee and they chat with their neighbors and they get to know each other as they wander around town.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, so we're really looking forward to having everybody out and about.
Yes, that's a great, once again, a great idea, Meg. You were just full of them.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, Leslie, it's been so great chatting with you this morning. Have a great rest of your day.
Yes, you too, Meg. Thank you. We'll talk to you next time.
Between the Stacks is produced at the facilities of Robin Hood Radio 91.9 FM, Sharon, Connecticut.